Weekend ahead of us here, and what seems like a ton of football and a World Series to watch here. So much going on for sports fans. And those of you who are just jumping on the bandwagon, as I have said, I have done with the Blue Jays, probably anticipating game one tonight, which now we can tell you, you can follow every moment of this historic journey. Right here on CJME, we are broadcasting all the games live, and it starts with the first one tonight at 6. Every game of the series, we are very proud to be a part of the Sportsnet Blue Jays Radio Network. So if you're running out with the kids to the rink tonight for a practice, or you got to get them to football, wishing you were home watching the game, at least now you can hear it as you move. We got your back. And don't forget, too, the Green Zone is going to be broadcasting live from Boston Pizza off Chuka on Monday from 2 till 6. And then you could stick around after and enjoy the watch party. We've got prizes, food, drink specials planned for Monday. That'll be game 3. It's going to be a lot of fun with the Blue Jays. And here's all the scoop you need to know this morning. Bo Bichette might be playing second base. Jays manager John Schneider was watching closely yesterday as he was practicing at second base.
Pretty confident, to be honest with you. You know, I think we're going to see how he feels after today. You know, he's been doing a lot of stuff, a lot of build-up to get to this point, and just kind of get his feedback after today. Again, I don't want to put him in a spot to where he's going to feel like, you know, he hasn't played in a while. I don't want to put him in harm's way. I mean, I want to do what's right by the team, too. So I think everyone's at the point to where they understand they're going to have to do whatever it takes. And Bo's worked really hard to get to where he is right now. So we'll kind of take this down to the wire a little bit and see how he fits in.
That's interesting to hear. And 22-year-old Treyu Savage is pitching and ready to make us proud.
We represent this entire country, and we're this country's team. So we want to go out there and do everything we can to make this country proud of us.
Jays have won 2 of 3 games with Treyu Savage pitching in the playoff round. And he has more postseason wins than he does regular season wins. He struck out 22 batters over 15 innings this postseason. And remember, he started the year in the minors where he struck out a whopping 160 batters in just 98 innings. Love watching this young man do what he's doing right now. And while tickets for this series have skyrocketed into the tens of thousands of dollars, thought you might find this interesting. For the Jays' 93 World Series, a ticket in the nosebleeds cost a mere $32. Probably the price of a beer there at the Rogers Center. That was in 1993. This year, a general admission ticket. This is a ticket with no seat whatsoever. Just gets you in some standing room that is not reserved. It's over $1,000 just for that. And to have the privilege of an actual seat, well, a pair of tickets, maybe $7,000 or as high as $20,000, depending on where you are in the park. And those of you asking if the Jays have a chance, well, many will say the Dodgers pitching is far better and that they have the best player in the league. But the Jays did have one more win in the regular season than the Dodgers. Therefore, they've got home field advantage. So if they can split maybe one of these first two games, many think that they'll be able to hang on and somehow bring game 6 and 7 back home. Both of those would be in Toronto. The fans matter, right? The energy's there. It could happen. You never know. It's going to be fun. Here at Live at 6 tonight and every game of the World Series on 980 CJME. And let's go, Jays. I mentioned, too, it's a big weekend for football at 1 o'clock. Today, our Regina Rams are taking on the Thunderbirds over Libel Field. Regardless of what happens in this one against BC, the 6-1 Rams head to the CanWest playoffs with home field advantage to start. But they need a win or tie in this game, along with some help on the out-of-town scoreboard in order to get first place and clinch home field advantage through the entire playoff run. But starts with winning today. And tomorrow night, of course, we got the Riders and the Lions. And Sunday, the Thunder host the Hilltops at Mosaic in the Prairie Football Conference final.
Bring them out one last time
before that West final. Riders set to host the Lions tomorrow night. And I know they're looking to make sure a number of players get some reps Head coach Corey Mace says it's important to get some reps, but it's also just as important probably to come out of this one injury free. But yeah, BC started the season 5-7. They've since rattled off five straight wins, needing only one more to clinch second in the West. And if the Leos are successful in finishing second, they will host the Stamps in the West semifinal, which would be next Saturday. Just before I get to Belton, hey, after losing to BC last week, Elks quarterback Cody Fajardo made a Grey Cup prediction.
BC is on a heater right now, and reminds me a lot like our 2023 team when I was with Montreal. Just got hot at the right time, and we went into their den, and we got shellacked. It was tough. They flew around coming off a bye week. They showed us some stuff on defense that they haven't shown all year, and in my opinion, that's a Grey Cup winning football team.
There you go. Joining me now is Grey Cup champ Belton Johnson, our Grade Zone analyst. Cody making a prediction there. He thinks it's the Lions going to the Cup, man.
Well, I had to disagree with him. I think the Riders going to the Cup.
Me too. How do you see this game? Let's just talk about what the coach is likely to do. We're going to see quarterback Trevor Harris. How much playing time? Like, what do you want to see the vets have in this game?
Well, I do want to see him. For me, I think you play them two quarters and then, you know, after halftime, you play him that first series in third quarter, right? Because especially like Trevor Harris, yes, he's been there. He's done it. He's seen everything. But he's still got to, you know, get that chemistry down with the receivers and everything, right? And just, you know, because they do have next week off, Greg, right? So just to fine-tune some things. That's all I want to see. And like you said earlier there, you know, I just want to make sure that these guys – leave the game injury-free, healthy, and everything.
Well, this is a big game for the Lions, and more on the line than for us, right?
That's right, because tonight, I believe, what, the Stampeders and the Elks play. So if the Stampeders win tonight, I just got a feeling BC, they're going to bring all their, you know, they're going to bring it with the Riders, because if they beat the Riders, I believe they could probably get second places. A lot of jostling for that second place in the West here, so still some good football left to be played, Greg.
Certainly is. Belton Johnson, my guest, watching the kickers, a favorite pastime of yours, I know, Belton. No Lothar tomorrow, resting his back. We'll see American Michael Hughes make his first professional football start. I think he had a brief stint with training camp, at least with the Browns this summer, but this will be something to watch.
And I've definitely been watching the kicking game a lot this year, Greg. So I am interested in seeing what the new kicker here, Michael Hughes, can do, you know, with Brett Lowther sitting. So I'm hoping that the Riders are able to let's kick some 50-yarders and see and everything, because these guys have to be ready for the following, not next week,
yeah,
the week after that.
Kickoff for the game Saturday against the Lions, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock, the Green Zone pregame show starts with Belton on there as well, too. Hey, some of the best have been recognized as the team award winners were announced this week. I won't go through the whole list, but what did it say to you, that list?
Well, the one that really stood out to me was Most Outstanding Canadians, I believe, and A.J. Allen for the Riders. He was a nominee. I felt like A.J. Allen, he really opened my eyes this year. Like, he had an amazing season. Probably could have been up for a defensive player as well, most outstanding. But that's a guy who, I mean, he brought it every game, you know, interceptions, sacks, tackles. He was on it, and so well-deserving of him.
All right, Belton Johnson. Enough football talk. Let's talk about the World Series, the Blue Jays. I say the Jays will win in 7. How do you see this series going down?
Oh, man, Greg, have you seen what the Dodgers, the pitching they got? Have you seen Shohei Ohtani? I'm going to start there. Yes, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, but that's going to be a David versus Goliath, but I'm going with the Dodgers. And 6 there.
Yeah, yeah, you're going with your head. I'm going with my heart. Jason 7. Not a surprise. I don't think many will disagree with you on that one, though, Belton. Always fun to have you on a Friday morning, pal. You have a good weekend. We'll hear you on the Green Zone pregame show tomorrow, okay?
Hey, have a great weekend, Greg. Yeah, this thing called love.
All right. Little technical difficulties in the old control room right now, hoping to get these fixed so I can do my job. Everything's kind of gone down here for me, but Frank, I hope you can come through. I was listening to the Green Zone yesterday, and TSN CFL insider Dave Naylor was on there, making a pretty good case for why he thinks now Winnipeg has the best fans in the CFL. And he says this in regards to the fact that they've sold out every game this season, every regular season game. Here we are at top of the West. We have not done so, but Winnipeg has.
I mean, look at the Bombers. Their attendance this year, they sold every single ticket. And it's one thing if you had a front-running team and while the team had been lousy for a while and everybody just wanted to experience this. Well, no, they've been great for recent memory. And they actually had a down year this year and flirted with not making the playoffs, and their attendance is up. I got to take my hat off to that. And look, Saskatchewan is second in the league, and they're up a bit too. But they should be up. They got a good team. They got a likable team. They got a likable coach, and they're in first place. So, I got to come down and say, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, I'm doubling down from what I said a year ago. Winnipeg has the best fans in the CFL.
And that's a good argument. You have to admit, anytime your fans are selling out like we were back in the good old days, there's an argument there that they are the best fans. I'll always be a fan of the green and white, don't get me wrong, but I can't argue with Naylor's case there. How about you? What do you feel? 1-877-300-7275. 1-877-300-7275. Curious what you think there, too. Lots of people spoke to me yesterday about their excitement for the Foo Fighters coming to town next September. Tickets going on sale next Friday, Halloween. It has been 7 years since Mosaic rocked. Well, country rocked, right, with Garth Brooks. And now the Foo Fighters, huge for tourism. Sandra Jekyll from the Regina Hotel Association says, the hotel industry is thrilled to welcome an act like this. Because it's going to be like capacity when that concert arrives.
In 2019, when we hosted Garth Brooks, we were at capacity or near capacity. And that show alone brought about $18 million in economic impact.
And with this Foo Fighters concert next year in Regina and the only other one in Edmonton, that helps us draw from the south, she says.
We get a lot of people from this, like Montana, North Dakota, those types of states that are close to us. But we're right in the middle, so we're an easy a stadium to come to, and we're a beautiful stadium.
Remember, tickets go on sale next Friday. I'm hearing they're going to be between $60 and $300 plus your fees. Rick Bennett, the CEO of The Real District, will join me after the 7 o'clock news. It took a little work to get the Foo Fighters concert at Mosaic, and you know what? I'm curious if there is another window of opportunity next summer for yet another concert, because these are the shows that make or break The Real District. Prior to COVID, it was happier times when they can do one or two of these shows and make everyone happy about The Real District. So I'm sure they're going to work on filling a few more holes, and I'm curious how that's coming along with Rick after the 7 o'clock news. Went back to bed this morning, and as I'm pulling down the mine, yeah, the sky was dull and hypothetical. Hey, if you're a fan of the Tragically Hip, big night at Regina for you tonight. It's called GedFest 25. It's on over the Exchange. J.J. Voss is going to open up the show, and the headliner is Trickle Down, which salutes the music of the hip. Live performances, great music, great fun. Our very own Locker from the Green Zone is going to be MC tonight. He's pretty stoked, a huge hip fan himself. He'll be there at the Exchange. And everything that they raised tonight is going to support the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan, too. So if you're a hip fan and want to be a part of that, general admission tickets, I believe, are like $40. You can go to showpass.com. But that's a good fundraiser for the Cancer Foundation in our province, and also good fun for any hip fans there tonight, too. Some breaking news this morning. President Donald Trump has said he is terminating trade talks with Canada. Yep, he's canceled negotiations. In response to this TV ad released last week by Ontario Premier Doug Ford, it criticizes U.S. tariffs on foreign goods and uses former Republican President Ronald Reagan's own voice from a previous tiff that the U.S. was having with Japan a number of years ago. And Trump through Truth Social claimed, quote, the Ronald Reagan Foundation has just announced that Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement, which is fake, featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. Now, here's part of the ad.
But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker.
It's really an actual Ronald Reagan statement. It's been said, though, in a post on X from the Ronald Reagan Foundation that the ad misrepresents a radio address on free and fair trade from April 87. And the government of Ontario did not seek nor receive permission to use and edit the remarks. Now, it's almost as if the Ronald Reagan Foundation put this statement out just to kind of support Trump, right? Because it doesn't really misrepresent. It is from 1987, but there was a tariff tiff with Japan. And Reagan does speak about how tariffs are just not good. Trump called it egregious behavior aimed at influencing the Supreme Court decision that is looming next month. If they decide that Trump can't do this, he's got to pay all these tariffs back to all these countries, right? And so he said that. And he also said that it's critical to the American economy. And prior to this, Trump, we know, heard the ad and saw the ad because he said so on Wednesday.
I even see foreign countries now that we are doing very well with taking ads. Don't go with tariffs. They're taking ads. I saw an ad last night from Canada.
And Ontario Premier Doug Ford loved hearing that because once he heard that, he defended the move.
I heard that the president heard our ad. I'm sure he wasn't too happy, but it's real because it was coming from the best president the country's ever seen, Ronald Reagan. So it is. It's very effective. It's probably one of the best ads I've ever seen, and it's coming from Ronald Reagan's voice. And it's going to be focused right across the country, but also in Republican-held areas, because what I feel, the Reagan Republicans are going to be fighting with a MAGA group, and let's hope Reagan Republicans win.
Well, now here we are this morning. Trump has said trade talks are terminated with Canada. And some will probably say, oh, great, thanks, Doug Ford. How do you feel? Are you mad at Doug Ford for this ad? He's trying to protect, you know, the auto industry, which Trump more or less has said, I'm taking it all. You guys might be able to support us with a few parts, but he wants all the auto industry in the U.S. And that had Doug Ford, of course, using this ad stateside. It may or may not have been effective there. Who knows? But are you mad at Doug Ford? Do you think he blew it for the country? Trump is free to say whatever he wants and get his message out there. Is it not the same for Doug Ford trying to get his message? How do you feel? 1-877-300-7275. Hey, the World Series starts tonight with the Jays and Dodgers hoping to repeat as league champions. As the Jays, though, looking for their first title since 93. This is going to be fun. And you'll hear it live here on 980 CJME. Yes, every game of the World Series we are carrying live. And tonight we start at 6 o'clock. As busy as you are on a Friday evening, hustling around the kids. I know there's a lot of hockey still going on over the Cooperative Center practices. Every rink in town is busy, or maybe you're getting into minor football. Man, we've got your back. You can listen to it as you drive everyone around here tonight. Incidentally, Prime Minister Mark Carney showed up at a chat with some of the players yesterday as it was media day, and he made a prediction and was asked whether or not he and Trump had a friendly wager going.
Jason Six, well, you know what? I think he's afraid. I think he's afraid to make a bet. He doesn't like to lose. He hasn't called. He hasn't returned my call yet on the bet, so I'm ready. We're ready to make a bet with the U.S.
All right, there's the Prime Minister calling the Jason Six and tongue-in-cheek suggesting Trump was afraid. Great! On top of Doug Ford and that ad. And Carney, did Trump hear that? Think he was serious? Oh, man. This is nuts.